Item 19.
Right, item 19 is short and easy. Item 19 is a one-item decision on the dates specific to the May 2018 board meeting. Those dates are May 10th and 11th. You have already approved the rest of the 2018 calendar. It's just this one item now, and the EO's recommendation is approving these dates. That meeting is in San Luis Obispo, and again, it's May 10 and 11, 2018.
I already have it on my calendar.
Yeah, I have it on my calendar.
Okay, so we did not approve that. And I think there was no problem associated with that with the board members.
Until I had an issue.
Jeff had an issue with that.
Because I'll be traveling and won't be back.
And
yes, Tammy.
Thank you. You asked me to do a doodle poll, and I did, and it came back, and you were the only one that couldn't make that date.
Right.
That's why we're sticking with it.
So I thought it was decided that they were going to do that date.
Yeah.
But they have to go.
If I'm not here, I'm not here. You know, the rest of you will be, so.
But wouldn't you be organizing the climate change workshop on that day?
If a tree falls in the forest and Jeff isn't here?
It didn't happen.
I don't know.
Right.
So I'm just putting that out there, sorry.
Well, the only way right now, like I was saying the last time, I don't want us to start having to open our calendar right now and revisit. What I didn't realize, by the way, this was still an unresolved item because I looked at it as it was taken care of. So the whole idea of the dual poll was to look also at options.
Right.
You know, so what I'm would be flexible with an abundance of effort to make sure that we include, you know, Jeff at the meeting is one more round of doodle poll.
But they said that no one else was available, seeing the other days that were presented in the doodle poll. I think that's the problem. We're gonna lose others.
Were there other conflicts on the other days?
I thought there was.
Tammy.
I think so. I don't have it in front of me, but I thought that was the whole point, was that was the best date, that only one, no offense, Jeff, only one person wasn't available.
I have a good question.
I'm the odd man out.
No, because we were just talking about doing a special meeting.
I don't see an off-site meeting, which in the past we've done typically in the summertime, and it's a very informal, public is noticed, but it's very informal and staff attend. Depending on location, it makes it easier. Of course, if we're local, I know the Avila location, which Roger arranged for us, a lot of staff were there, but we went to Elkhorn Slough and, you know, fewer people are able to come. But because we're talking about the climate change session in particular, would that be something that we would want to consider as an off-site?
Sure. The reason I hesitate there is what we've kind of morphed into is our offsites have become kind of second day, like tomorrow is the perfect example of what our offsite has kind of morphed into is it just an information packed half or full day.
Right.
So oftentimes there's a field trip mixed in with that.
Yeah.
We're actually trying to do a little more offsite
regularly,
more frequently, if that makes sense.
Right. I forgot. That's true.
So back to Jeff's situation. I don't remember we had option days on the dual. Did we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was several dates to pick from. I think, or we went like on the both weekends on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how often you want to have your meetings. And that was the best choice still.
Okay, well.
I'm the odd man out, Jean-Pierre, and I appreciate everyone's effort of trying to accommodate me, but really the goal is that everybody, whether I'm here or not, hears all the information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the agency that has to incorporate that information and make it work, and you guys can do that whether I'm here or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what comes of it, of course, but it's not critical.
Plus, we haven't specifically decided at this time if that's what's going to be the date to address.
Right, so I was going to say, I know the guy who builds the agenda, so I have some flexibility with when it happens.
Yeah.
We'll
make it work.
The discussion of climate change.
That's going to cost you, that's going to cost somebody something.
We'll make it work. All right, so anything for our apiculturist.
Okay, so the board needs to vote to finalize that one date.
I move meet May 10th and 11th.
Second.
2018.
Any further comment? Okay. Roll call.
Dr. Wolf.
Yes.
Dr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes. Mr. Delgado.
Yes.
Ms. Gray.
Aye.
Mr. Johnston.
Yep.
Mr. Young.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, unanimous. And this concludes our December 7th Regional Water Board meeting. It is 5 past 5. We reconvene tomorrow at 9 a.m. Same place, same room. So thank you very much.